Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Beshalach, Tu Bishvat, Shabbos Shira, Erdesal Chizik, Tavshin Peidala, and Lunishvel, Inishmas, Esatayila, Bas, Rav Gabriel Pinchas, for Yartzeit, first Yartzeit is next week, Shmuel Yisraeliyah, Berf Chazaron, and also for Rav Weinberger's father, Ish Kadosh, Rav Mordechai Ari Yosef, Rav Chaim Moshe's Yartzeit is tonight. First idea comes to us from Mishka Mitzvah, Hi Bishalach Paro Asa'am. And everyone wants to know, Hi Bishalach Paro Asa'am? And it was when Paro sent out the nation, it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent out the nation. So much so, is that the Medrash says that Paro was actually at the exit, asking all the Jews to give him brachas. Says the Rav Mishka Mitzal, says Rabbi Ravitzal, Rodinsky, Shlita, Fermansi, Yerakoidesh, an unbelievable word. What does Gemara tell us? That he is Lashon Sar. Vahaya is Lashon Simcha. Vayehi, you know what the Lashon Sar? What was the year? Vayehi b'shalach parasam. Even after the Yud Makas, even after the Aseres, even after all Mamish the Ten Makas, who did Klaius Lafika was sending them out? Paro. We thought it was Paro. We didn't realize that it was Kadosh Baruch Hu. Up only until we got to Kriyas Yamsif, did we have Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avda? Do we fully have the complete faith? Says the Mishka Metzal. So Vayehi is Lashon Sar, because we still thought that it was Paro. Rabbi Yisraeli, Shlomi Besser, Shlita, after the President Trump lost the last election, and I remember he wrote such a powerful article, Mishpacha, and he said, now we could start to fully believe in the Rabbono Shlom. Because as much as we had a friend in the White House, and you could say, some would say, also, Biden has been very good for Eretz Yisrael. Like, this is not a politics here. I don't even know any politics. But when I said Donald Trump has grandchildren that are Jewish, might or not go to my camp. And at the end of the day, some of the Jewish world, maybe didn't daven the way we should have davened. We thought that, oh, we got Jerusalem, Yerushalayim was made the capital by Donald Trump. No, made by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can start to fully believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we have to have a Karsa Tov, as Shlomi Besser said, but to know that everything that happens comes from Hashem. We're zechut to be in Eretz Yisrael this week. We're zechut to be able to see Orei Eretz Emuna, able to see the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, able to see what the pasuk says to Hillel Lamed Zayin. Shechein Eretz Orei Emuna. It's a land of Emuna. It's a land of faith. See faith everywhere and everywhere you go. And that's the Indian of Tu B'Shvat. You don't see the tree with fruits, and you see that the branches are down. But you know the sapling. The Bnei Yisrael brings that the sapling is going on. It's moving. That's when someone sings. You sing even before the Yeshua. Someone sings, it means they have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either before the Yeshua or after the Yeshua. That's when a person sings. So everything's connected. Parsha, Shoivim, Shalach, Tu B'Shvat, Shabbos Shira. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Rav Soloveitchik. The end of the pasuk, opening pasuk to our parsha, you're giving Yud-Zayin, Ki Amar Elokim Peni Nachem Am. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, lest the people reconsider, and they were going to turn toward to Mitzrayim. Says the Rav, 1979, describing Klai Yisrael's circular route, Hashem is referred to as Elokim. Elokim reflects the natural order, a slow process. Klai Yisrael will circumvent the land of the Plishtim, trek in the desert, go a roundabout route. Had the name Yudke Vavke been used, Klai Yisrael would have reached Klai Eretz Yisrael in just a few days, maybe 6 days, they say, instead of 40 years. Moshe himself would have brought us to Eretz Yisrael. That wasn't going to happen. Future tragedy was foreshadowed by using the name of Elohim here. Contemporary events, the painfully slow process of redemption, our enemies' accusations can be assumed only from the perspective of the name Elohim. You would think that the Rav wrote this in 2024. My friend, my Rebbe, Yidir Nafshi, ever done. We are zeched Rav Dani Yibel, Dani Yehuda ben Tamar. We are zeched to go to Kever Racha this week, and he told me that Rav and Renana said this past Shabbos. He said, "Why is it in the 6 Day War and Yom Kippur War, things were so quick, and now almost at 110 days in this war?" And he said, "You know, in Mitzrayim, it's 210 years. It's a long time. But then once you got to the Yeshua, then things happen quick. But right now, we're in the midst of that 210." And things, it's a trek. It takes time. Nothing's going to happen overnight. We know that even when it's Elohim, Even it's one that's Elokim, says the Baal Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokim, Hashem Echad, Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. But even when it's Elokim, it's Din, it's Hashem Echad, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. And even when it's 21 soldiers and then 24 soldiers, Hashem Yerachim, Rechman Otzlan, Mamish, Kadosh Baruch, Bin Yeshuas, and Nechamas, Mamish. You know that every single one of them is a Kadosh Elyon. But there's a process, it's a process. And you see the word Elokim, says the Rav, it's a process. It's a process. Regula is a process. We have to know that we're in the middle of this geula. I was zeicha to go to the Soroka hospital, and there was a father of a wounded soldier, and he said, "My son is part of the geula." His son almost lost his eyesight. It was a mamash, a living miracle. He was eating his early lunch, and he said, "Baruch Hashem, Goel Yisrael, Goel Yisrael." He says, Goel Yisrael is Lashon Hove, present tense. He says, my son's injury is part of the Geula. It's a process. It's unbelievable to see that in Muna, but to see the process. Not get torn down in the details, but to get moved. Be connected. Idea number three. The Gimel Chav Beis from the Sefer Maya and HaChachma. I'm not sure who that is, but the Rachma Shavuot Rebbe brings it down. L'yamesh ha'amur ha'ana yamur. The cloud didn't move by day, the fire didn't move by night. He says in Al Darach Avoida, what's the penimis of the Pshat, of the Pasuk? Sometimes he has good tactics. He says, you're going to do a mitzvah? You know what you've done in your life? Don't do any mitzvahs. And then what happens? You get ba'atzos. Men said to him, you say you're going to do mitzvahs? You already did a lot of mitzvahs. You don't have to do any of them more. He says you have to read this back in the pasuk. Lo yomish shel olam yeshtei b'chinas ilu alev. Omer ha'anan yoimam. Be'esha yitzar mara lo shebechina b'chei b'hiris kayom. Yigach lo b'chinas amud on mevata yitzar. Amud ha'esh layla be'esha yitzar mevata also b'chinas layla. Yigach lo b'chinas esh l'chazig atzma. He says when it's yoimam, when things are going well, you don't have to do anything more. You have to get rid of the Yitzhara and continue going strong. The Amur Hayish Laila. When you want the Yitzhara, wants to be able to tell you, you're nothing. You're nothing. That's when you need to mechazik yourself. Mechazik yourself with fire and passion and energy. I'll end with that by Amalek. It says the Sefer Maya and HaChachma, Yom is when everything's clarity, and Eish is when it's hard. Yom is when everything's good. You don't have to do anymore. No, we have to do more. And Ish, you don't have to do anything, and you've done enough? No, you have to go strong. Continue strong. It's never enough. And this reminded me of the Tarif of the Rebbe Ramelech. The Parsha is coming up, the Parsha Shkolim. Ha'asher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit. Ha'asher, when things are going well, lo yarbe. Don't become a Baal Gaiva. V'adal. Things are going hard in your life, challenging, having a hard day, lo yamit. Don't become depressed. Don't become sad. Be mechazik yourself. Be mechazik yourself. Don't get involved in the details. Be mechazik yourself. You have to have that balance, says the Rebbe Melech. Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Kisisa. Ha'ashir, when things are going well, lo yarbe, don't become a Baal Gaiva. Adal, things are going not going well, lo yamit, don't lower yourself. Be mechazik yourself. Ein shim yeish. Like the Kotzker says, yeish is shlomidas. Yeish is not part of a Jewish head. There's no, or Grime Gershlik to say tonight, by the Tish. You can't explain the Jewish neshama. You can't explain the neshama as Yisrael. Especially for survivors, you can't explain that to an Eina Yehudi. But you have to have that balance. Din number four. Din number four comes to the Abt, the Rebbe, the Oiv Yisrael, Yudal Beis, Yeshua Yachunu Vnei Piachiros, and he returned and he came to Piachiros. And he says, Al Darach Penimius, the Gemara, and Baruch tells us, Taf Lamed Amid Beis, Mishnah, Chasinim HaYashem HaYishom Sha'achin Sispalim, Kideshchan Naslimim Aviv Yishar Shemayim. We know that the Mishnah tells us that the Chassidim HaRishonim, the righteous ones, the pious individuals, used to come before davening, hour before, to prepare themselves to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Fnei Miholchem La'amah B'tzvil, to remind themselves who they're going to come before. Kitor V'tzvil Tzuchim Yonios B'yishiv Adas. The Kayim Dol L'fnei Miyata Oimei. It says that the Mishnah Pekei Ovos, Perek Peis, Mishnah Yodimol, you have to have, when you come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Yishiv Adas. You can't have just Torah and Tzvil. You have to be in the moment. You have to be present. That's the Yashavu V'yachanu. Pashab Shad says the Oiv Yisrael, Shichoyin mitoch Yishvadas lefnei piachiros. Before you come to chiros, before you come to davening, or come to chiros, ein lecha ben choyin elam misha oisei b'toyro. Chayrus, it refers to Tif Tefillah and the Torah. First, you have to have V'yashuvu, you have to have Yishuv Adas. You have to be mindful, you have to be present. So yeah, maybe we're not so chashuv to come an hour before, but to come a minute before, to close your eyes and say, who am I talking to right now? And you think this is a Chassidus Shapshat, this is Rav Chaim Brisker. The Rambam says, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Shmon Esrei. But the first bracha, the whole Indian of the first bracha, because it sets the tone. It sets the tone. You have to know the milos, perisha milos. You also have to know who you're standing in front of. So the least, the little first bracha, to have those two things, the first bracha. Which is the same in you, the after, I believe is what he's all saying here. To have yishuv adas, to prepare yourself before you daven and learn. Once you could prepare yourself a little bit, then you could daven with the bread, and you could learn Torah with the fire. Beautiful idea from Oiv Yisrael, Rav Chaim, idea number 5. I think my good friend Rabbi Yosef Chaim Kesurla Shlita shows me from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chala from Rav Kook. End of the parsha Yud Zayin test for the Indian of Amalek. The Yom Moshe Yeshua B'chalem Nonashav Yitzei Yilachem Amalek Machar Anochi Nitzav Al Rosh Hagiva. Moshe tells Yeshua, pick up men for us, and tomorrow I'll stand on the top of the hill. What's this Indian of Machar and Amalek? He says an unbelievable word. Says Rav Kook, what's his word doing of Machar here? He says, you know, Machar really stands for three words. Machar stands for Mitzvah, Chayva, Rishos. What was the whole Indian of Amalek? The Indian of Amalek was to make it a Mitzvah, bring it down a notch to a Chova, and then bring it down to a Rishos. Things are not as important as you make them out to be, says Amalek. You can wait until tomorrow. The very word tomorrow, just tomorrow, push things off. It's not important. The whole Indian of Amalek is to devalue everything. Machar. A mitzvah, chovah, rishus. It's not important. Not important. Tomorrow. But the Indian of a Jew is hayoyim in b'koyos ishma'u. The Indian of a Jew, says Rabbi Nachman, is hayoyim to focus on the avoid of hayom. Are we going to Shabbos, l'chunaran, and atzari, hey? Hayoyim in b'koyos ishma'u. Being in the moment, being mindful, being present. Not looking at what was or what will be, but what is right now. Shabbos Shiva, when a person sings, I'm singing out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because I feel close to him. Says Rav Kook, Machar, Amalek was the Indian of Machar, making things mitzvah, chayver, rishus, to make things lower, and to devalue everything. No, to realize every mitzvah, and every Torah, and every tefillah, and every chesed, and every ma'aseh tov, such tremendous things. And like Ramir Shlita said tonight, every amen, and every amen yehi shmei rabbis, such an incredible thing. We have to storm Shemaim with our amens, and especially our amen yehi shmei rabbis. Ramir was saying, everyone's looking for school. Look at Chazal. Chazal's saying about yamen yehi shmei rabbis. Don't look at a machar. Look at what right now I heard right now. Ah, what a beautiful word from Rav Kook. Rabbi Nachman, Rav Weimer, to give you this five ideas. Start off safe from the Mishkan Mitzal. Was Vahi B'Shalach Parwais, Vahi Vahiz Lashon Tzar. Because we thought there was Paro. Only once we got to Mitzvah. And Paro's giving out brachas, so the Mishkan says. So even when we were leaving, we thought it was Paro. That's why that's Lashon Tzar. Only when we got to Kriyas Yamsev, we realized about the Amina Bashav and Moshe Avdo. And that's what Shmuel Besser said when Trump was president. Now we can fully believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from the Rabbanu Shem. If you came out to Eretz Yisrael, you see everything is from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Avichik said, why does it say Velo Nechan Elokim? Elokim is a lotion of din, it's a soul process. Geula is a soul process. Like the Rav Ronana said, when it comes, my friend Rav Dani Bell told me, especially in Ranana, what happened last week, everyone shared with us in Yeshua's, said, why is it we had the 6-day war, it's quick, and this and that, this is taking a long time. It's a slow process. Mitzrayim was slow, 210 years. Slow. But once it came, the Gula came, it was time to go. But like that father said in Soroka Hospital, whose son was Shavu'ah Shlim and Mamish, my son's injury is part of the Gula. Shema Yisrael, Shem Lakina, Shem Achor. Hashem, even when it says about Hashem, even it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, especially when it's Alukeinu, it's Din and Judgment, it's hard to see. Shem Achor, I know it's from good, it's part of the Gula. Say, Ramayin, Achachma, Yomish, Amin, Oinema, Alay, Lefnei Ha'am, Yom, when things are going well, become a Baal Gaiva, no. Stay humble. Eish, Laila, Lefnei Ha'am. Laila. Things aren't going well. You're throwing the towel. Staying up strong. When the Yitzhar wants Bechira Siyom, you don't want to do anything more. No, you have to move out to that. You have to do more. And La'ish, and things are not, either things are in the heart. No. continue with the fire thinking with your brenna. That's what the Rebbe Amalek said. The band said, Osher lo yarbe, things are going well, you're rich, lo yarbe, don't become ba'al gaiva, ba'adal. Things are going hard, lo yamit. The mechazik yourself in shem yesh. Like the Kutzker says, there's no yesh by a Jew, a yesh is shalom idas. Though of Yisrael, yashuv yachim lefine pi achiros, gemar brachos, ta'af lamanu abeiz, mishnah, chasinim can prepare themselves an hour before davening. Because at the end of the day, before you come, yashuv v'yachinu, before you come to anything, before you come to piyachiros, which is Torah Tzvi, you have to have a yashuvu. You have to have yishuvadas. You have to be tranquil. You have to be in mindful. You have to be in the moment. You can't daven sad or upset. You can't learn Torah when you're anxious. You have to have yishuvadas, and then you could come to the fire. And that's Rav Chaim Brisker, when it comes to the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, the whole steer of the Rama. The first bracha, you have to know you're standing in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's mamash ma'akev. Mamish known as Perish Hamilos, and to know you stand with Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have the Yishuv Adas, to have that Yishuv Adas, to be in the moment, to be the present. Finally, the final idea, what is the Indian of Machar? Says of Cook at the end of the Parsha, Malik wants to devalue everything. Machar stands for three words, Mitzvah, Choyva, Rishus. He wants to devalue everything. But the void of the Jews to realize that everything is special. Everything is special. They want to cool us off, Rashi says. And they want to cool us off, and Rav Weinberger said in the past, what's as Yisrael, you take Asha out of Yisrael, you left with Amalek, 541 minus 301, you left with Amalek, 240. But our job is to take the fire of Torah and Tefillah and Kiddush and Tahara and Chesed and Shabbos and Shavuot and Tu B'Shvat, and especially during if there's a break, and especially during the war, you need to be on fire, every little thing, every almin Yehishma'a, but so special to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I voted to beat Amalek physically, Hamas or Hezbollah or Haman, and anyone who wants to kill us, says the Rav Shechter Shlita in the name of the Rambam, has a din of a Malik, and they fight a Malik spiritually, but be on a fire for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. On fire for the Ribono Shel Olam. Shemizoch HaBez HaShem Yisbarach, to know that everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is with His great love. To know that even the greatest pain is Mamash Goyal Yisrael, it's part of the Geula. And to never, to have that balance, to have that proper balance of Gaiv the Kedusha and Ananova. To have the Yishuv Adas, and to make sure we value every mitzvah that we do, Be'ezus Hashem, B'sarius Tovus, Kud Yom Tov, Kud Shabbos.